This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Check out all of our lead stories on TennesseeStar.com. Today is, of course, August 4th, primary election day and local election day, general election day here in the state of Tennessee. And on our newsmaker line, we have Tennessee Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Aaron. Good to be back with you.
Good to talk to you. Of course, we also have all-star panelist Clint Brewer in the studio with us. So,
Hey, Clint.
Hey, good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Aaron, I don't know if Clint told you, but a little bit of trivia. Clint covered my very first race back in 2006. So, we are old friends.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gosh, we could spend a show on that, I'm sure, with some of the stories I've heard about that race. But, so with I'll just ask you the easy one. With roughly 26 minutes before polls, open. What do you want to say to the voters before they go start voting?
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for that opportunity. And I guess what I would say is, you know, when you look at Tennessee, we're on the right track. The conservative policies that we have implemented over the last 11 to 12 years since Republicans took control of our Tennessee General Assembly, and that's how long it's been. You look at the record low debt that we have, the low taxes, the strong economy, fastest job growth in America, fastest growing economy. I think we can make a very compelling argument that Tennessee is on the right track. I can't say the same about the federal government, but in Tennessee at the local level, our conservative policies are working. That's why I'm running for re-election. I'd like another 4 years to continue to implement those conservative policies.
What do you see the challenges coming up over in the next, the next session that, you know, obviously things are expected to get a little better because at the federal level, Republicans are expected to take over the House and maybe the U.S. Senate, right? But we'll still have the Biden administration overreach. And of course, we've talked about mandates in the past and that sort of thing. But what do you think the challenges are going to be at the state level to fight back against federal overreach over the next year or so?
That's the number one issue we have, Aaron. We can do all the right things we want to do in Tennessee, and I believe we are doing that, and we're showing that conservative principles work here in Tennessee. But every day we're having to fight exactly what you said, an overreaching, overbearing federal government, and that is extremely frustrating. Under the 4 years that President Trump was in the White House, we saw some reprieve in regard to that, but now the Biden administration has reversed many of the Trump policies that had reinstituted effectively federalism and allowed states to have more latitude and more freedom to do what they thought was best. So you're right. I think in November it will be a giant red wave, and we will get Republican control of both the House and the Senate at the federal level. But we will still have a Biden administration that will continue to try to implement their leftist woke agenda on Tennesseans. And if I'm reelected, I will fight that every single day.
Senator, it's Clint. You've done so much and the legislature accomplished so much, asking the people to come back for another 4 years. What do you want to work on if reelected? What will be the next Jack Johnson agenda at the legislature?
Well, the most important thing we do is obviously determine how we're going to spend your tax dollars. We've done a good job with that. I want to continue to find ways to reduce taxes. We're already the second lowest tax state in the nation, the least indebted state in the nation, and that's good. I want Tennessee to be an economic leader. Again, getting back to the federal government and the overreach of the Biden administration, I think that will be a challenge over the next couple of years. Hopefully we'll get a Republican in there in 2024 and return back to more state sovereignty. But the last thing I would say, Clint, is we need to continue to work on education in the state of Tennessee. For all the good things we're doing from an economic standpoint, we still have a long way to go to get our K-12 education system up to where it needs to be. We've made significant improvement over the last 10 years, but we've still got a long way to go. So I think you'll continue to see under a second term of Governor Bill Lee with a cooperative General Assembly continuing to work to try to improve education in the state.
Senator Johnson, on the I think this is probably a fun exercise to do for our audience. So give us the insight on what Election Day is like for you, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, it's I equate it to you're running. Let's just use an analogy of a foot race, and you're running as hard and fast as you can. And when 7 o'clock this evening rolls around and the polls close, it just comes to a dead stop. There's no slowdown. There's no you know, easing off the pedal. You just run, as they say, run through the tape. And at 7 o'clock, it's all over except for the counting of the votes. So we're going to have a busy day today. I'm so proud of my campaign. We've knocked on over 50,000 doors. We made about 40,000 phone calls. I believe in grassroots campaigning. Yes, you do TV and you do radio and you do mail and those types of things. But I believe in knocking on doors. I believe in voter contact. We've been doing that throughout this campaign. Today, we're not going to stop. We'll be on the phone. We'll be at polling locations. I don't remember how many I'm visiting today, but it's a bunch. Be visiting a lot of polling locations. We'll be on the phone as I'm in the car calling voters, getting them to the polls. And then we'll be all the campaign team will be coming together tonight, hopefully celebrating. But we'll find out about that after 7 o'clock.
Well, I will note for our audience, too, that every time I've called you for comment on a particular issue, you have been knocking doors. So there you go. I know Clint's got a question for you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the grassroots effort in your campaign. We talk a lot on this show about the quote-unquote new people that are moving to Tennessee, many of them from California, kind of fleeing more liberal states. What do those voters want? I'm sure you've run into several, if not many of them in Williamson County. People who are new to the district, new to the state. What are they looking for in representation? What are their issues?
So when you're right, Clint, and we've encountered a lot of folks. We joke about it, but it's really true. There are a lot of folks from California, Illinois, New York that are moving here. And what I hear when I'm at their doorstep or I'm on the phone with them is, please don't let Tennessee become what we fled. Don't let Tennessee turn into what we had in California with, you know, outrageously high taxes, rampant homelessness, not prosecuting crimes. And so as I tell those folks when I'm talking to them is that's why you moved to Tennessee. We want to keep it that way. And as long as I have anything to say about state government, we're going to continue to make sure Tennessee is, as I say, the most conservative and best managed state in the nation. So there's a reason people are coming here from all those other areas. And it's because they want to get away from those leftist woke policies that are being implemented in those liberal states. They know Tennessee is a good conservative state, and we plan to keep it that way.
Of course, one of the continuing challenges, and I know you've done a lot of work on this, is the sanctuary cities issue and the things that the state can do. Is there anything further you think that the state can do in the fight against illegal immigration, or are we completely hamstrung because of the Biden administration?
Well, what we know is under President Trump, we found out that you can secure the southern border. He demonstrated that. A lot of presidents have talked about it, but President Trump actually built the wall, began building the wall, and deployed other assets at the border to secure the southern border. So it can be done. We've seen Biden unravel that. As my dear friend Senator Marsha Blackburn says, Biden has made every town a border town and every state a border state. So it is a real problem and a real challenge. What we have to do here at the state level is borrow the term from someone else, but we have to demagnetize Tennessee. We have sent National Guard members to the southern border to help to secure it. But beyond that, what we have to do here in the state of Tennessee is just make sure we don't give them a reason to come to Tennessee. You can do that with things like E-Verify, requiring use of E-Verify, which we do in Tennessee. Employers have to verify the legal status of their employers. Again, banning sanctuary, we've passed that legislation. I was proud to help get that done. No city, no county, no political subdivision in the state can declare themselves a sanctuary city, which basically just says if you're in the country illegally, you can come here and we won't do anything to you. That is illegal in the state of Tennessee. So things like that, and we'll continue to find ways to demagnetize Tennessee, because if they're going to come across the border, which is shameful and unfortunate, we just don't want them coming to Tennessee.
Senator Johnson, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And we're running out of time, but give me 10 seconds of why people should go out and vote for you today, sir. Sorry to make it that short, but yeah, there you go.
No. Tennessee is the best managed state, the most conservative state in the nation. I'm proud to have made it, helped make it that way. Working with a great team of people in the General Assembly, I'm asking for another 4 years so we can make sure Tennessee stays on the right track. And I'd be grateful for your vote if you live in Williamson County, the 27th Senate district.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. That's Jack Johnson running for re-election, Senate District 27. This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. We will see you after the break. Thank you, Senator Johnson. Appreciate it.